Healthspedia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
.609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. We got a lot to get to. It is Monday morning. Dan, welcome back from your adventure this weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, I hear the voice. Is that an allergic reaction to the woods?
Yeah, bingo. Pollen was kicking my butt last week, and then I decided to go sleep in a cloud of pollen in the mountains for the weekend, camping with the Boy Scouts. And
Was it fun, though?
It was a blast. I mean, my son really enjoyed it. This was his first camp out with the Scouts.
That's cool.
And we had a great time.
You got some sun, too.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it got pretty hot during the day. It got pretty cold at night. So, and this spot... It was rather desolate, so I didn't have a whole lot of cell phone reception, which sounds like a great vacation from it all, but it's also really unsettling to be so disconnected from the world.
So
I'm glad to be back, glad to be connected, and glad to get back to work.
Yeah, your voice will come back by tomorrow.
Right, sure. Here's hoping.
So I enjoyed the heat this weekend, actually.
That's good.
It wasn't humid yesterday. It was hot. I loved it. I couldn't believe it. It was 93 on my ride back from New York around 4 o'clock yesterday.
I saw a couple of spots that were right in there, 91, 92, 93. Yeah. That was like as hot as it got. Today we're going to see widespread lower 90s.
Really?
But today we're going to benefit from this breeze blowing off the ocean. So like today, you're talking like beach day.
Really?
You know, it sounds good on paper because the coastal communities are going to be like 20 plus degrees cooler.
So
than
high
70s.
Areas.
Yeah, 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe even some 60s on Barrier Islands, which would be a little too cool.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, the water temperature is chilly. Water temperatures are
still
like...
Still low 60s?
Yeah, exactly. So, that's kind of hard to go jumping into. Keep in mind also elevated risk of rip currents today. And it's not Memorial Day yet, so not a lot of lifeguards out there.
Right.
So beaches,
beach day.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Fair. When do you kick in summer reporting with the summer towns? Is that Friday or is that?
I'm planning it on Friday.
Yeah.
I started on that grid, and
that's great.
We're gonna celebrate the shore as we always do. So brand new temperature towns coming up later this week.
Any storms ahead?
So Wednesday is going to be our cold front day. That's going to put an end to this heat wave. And, if I've taught you anything, know that when it's hot and humid, that provides a lot of energy and moisture is fuel in the atmosphere for thunderstorms. So that could be a severe weather situation.
Okay.
That's Wednesday afternoon and evening. So if you have outdoor activities, my kid has baseball as a game on Wednesday. We're going to watch that very carefully. And then after that, temperatures are going to crash. I mean,
really?
We're in the 90s now. We're going to be in the 50s and 60s for the second half of the week. Big difference.
So Memorial Day could be too early to tell?
I am not commenting on the Memorial Day weekend right now, partially because I do not like what I see for the Memorial Day weekend forecast right now. There is the potential for rainy, cloudy, cool weather. I'm not going to sign my name to that forecast just yet, but it's not looking as nice as it had been.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll keep you posted on that, and I know you will keep us informed, Dan. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Eric, I don't know where to start today. There's so much going on. First of all, that tanker, it's unsettling. This is something I was saying, now that I'm commuting early, zero dark 30 on the weekends, I think it's one of the most dangerous times on the road. And I looked it up. It was before 6, so probably 5:30, 5:45-ish. Guy driving a Jeep, somebody's in the car, slams into a tanker.
Yeah.
Enormous fire. The driver was killed. I don't know what happened, if the trucker was injured.
The
driver of the Jeep was killed, yes.
That was the only fatality. And then there were three individuals, and I believe that included the tanker truck driver, who were hospitalized.
I see it. I see it. I don't know what happened. I don't want to speculate on that particular accident. However, I can tell you, again, Saturday and Sunday passed like I was standing still.
Yeah.
And yeah. Eric, I'm telling you, I'm doing 75, 80 miles an hour.
Yep.
And you know where the worst is? On Route 1. Route 1, it's as if the traffic lights don't exist.
I get stressed out if I see on my schedule when I wake up in the morning that I have to go somewhere that involves Route 1. Yeah. It's a so visceral dangerous. Reaction. I see it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dangerous. So so no firefighters were hurt. They got the thing under control, and it's open now.
The roadways are open. I mean, you're talking about 8,000 gallons of gasoline that burned. 150 firefighters responded, and, you know, good on them for making sure that those flames did not spread to nearby businesses, because it was, you know, that was incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, and it was windy, too.
It was windy,
right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Windy and hot. I mean, man, the heat must have been so intense around that. In other news, did you see Governor Kane made a statement to CNN?
Yes.
That his son is under a doctor's care.
For a serious illness.
And will probably be back. He used the word probably.
Probably. Well, he also used the word probably or expected that he will run for re-election in a seat that I think at this point the Republicans are almost surely to lose.
Well, now for sure.
Yeah.
Because you're coming up on June. There's been the only discussion is why is Tom Kaine not at work?
Right.
Right? I mean, that's I don't see how they resolve that. The Democrats, though, are pretty radical, if I have seen.
There are three of the four that are certainly in that radical mold. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting because, you know, you and I have been doing this long enough that you kind of read in between the lines. And, you know, Tom Kaine Sr., the former governor, has been at the political game for a long time.
Yeah.
Very measured in what he had to say. Left doors open and cracks for a bunch of different things, including that his son will not be back in Congress and will not run for re-election.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
Now, if he resigns, there's no vacancy fill, right? There has to be a special election. You can't appoint a new congressman.
Correct.
So the committees can only... So the county committees or the Committee on Vacancies, depending on the timing. And what I read, the Committee on Vacancies is up to the election. Post-election, it's the county parties that will decide.
Right.
So the governor would either have to call a special election, or the election in November would take the seat immediately? Right, to fill the unexpired term?
Yes.
Would you need two elections?
Timing is everything. So, you know, potentially, yes.
Because there's the unexpired term.
Right.
And then there's I'm speculating that there'll be a resignation, and I think there will be.
I'm not going to speculate on that. I've heard probably the same rumors that you have had. But I think it was interesting, one of the things that Kaine Sr. did say is that while he expects his son to be back at 100%, it will not be immediately. And we also gleaned from that interview that he's not at home. Wherever he's been receiving his medical care or treatment has not been at his home. So, you know, and that was the longest stretch of the conversation that Kane's father had, which was, you know, basically, he will be back. We expect him to be at 100%, but it's not going to be as soon as he returns. And it's up to the doctors to determine when he can go back to Congress.
So interesting. All right. Thoughts. Do you think Congressman Tom Kaine should resign his seat? And we should be looking to have a new election to fill that vacancy. I mean, at what point is it job abandonment? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 617 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
Zero. 6:24 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, Taking your calls. Jill Meyer is back. We missed you, Jill.
Jill is back.
Jill is back.
With Bill is back, right?
Oh, we needed a song.
We'll just play that one and sing. Yeah, we'll just pretend it
says Jill. We'll just yell it in. Welcome back from your trek across the country. The video of you guys driving through Arizona and Utah, very cool.
It was cool. It was
white-knuckle, though?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, and then you see somebody's living somewhere in the middle of nowhere, away from it. Like,
and it doesn't make sense, does it?
How do they live there? Yes.
Right. It's truly off the grid. Like, there's no cell reception.
No, that was spotty. I listened to the station a couple times, which was cool. I'm like, oh, there's Kyle and EJ talking about tattoos. And
wait, you didn't listen to the morning show? Too early?
It
would have been 3 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Or is it 2 hours? You were a central. Or a mountain.
That's another thing, Bill. I went from, our time.
Yeah.
What is it? East.
East, yep.
I went into Pacific, and then I went to Utah. That's mountain.
So back to mountain. So you were 3 and then 2.
And then 2.
Yeah.
So, and then the GPS didn't catch up because you're in the middle of, spotty internet.
Yeah.
So when we're driving, I was like, wait, what time are we arriving?
Right.
It says 2 hours, but it says we're arriving.
And it changes, and it's like you're time traveling. Yes, it's very weird.
Especially crossing from one. Can you imagine, Bucks County, PA is like right over there?
If it was different time.
Can you imagine if that was a different time zone?
It is somewhat unsettling.
And then you get to Phoenix and they don't do the daylight saving thing. So I was trying to factor that in and I was like, this is too much math.
So wait, they stay on standard time.
They don't set their clocks back.
So Phoenix is 3 hours behind us now.
Yes.
Right? Because we jump
exactly.
ahead.
Exactly.
So Phoenix on mountain time, 3 hours, not 2 hours like everybody else.
Yeah. So my body clock was still waking up.
Yeah.
Which was
When'd
cool.
you get back? Yesterday?
No, we got back Friday.
Oh, so you had time to settle and recover.
Yeah, I needed to decompress. But it was amazing. And of course, I get to Bryce Canyon. There it is, this expansive, massive hoodoos. You got to look up what hoodoos are. It's just these amazing rock formations. First, are always very friendly out west. Mm-hmm. This girl just did the hike, and she's like, oh, my God, my group's back there. And she's telling us about the hike, and she goes, where are you from?
Yeah.
New Jersey. Me too.
No kidding. Of course.
Voorhees.
You knew her, or she knew you had mutual friends. She knew the daughter of your friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go, the Jersey connection.
We will be posting that video to New Jersey 101.5 website, NJ101.5.com, because she did a little thing about the station.
Of course, I got her to do a promo.
Of course she did.
She starts, she starts texting her mom. And, it's Voorhees, so it's my turf. So mom knew. She's like, oh my gosh, I listened to her.
I love it. I also want to post some of the driving video, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Very cool. So if you could send me a few of those. Yeah, very cool trip out west that Jill took. Welcome back. Good to have you back.
Thank you. It is
6:27. Eric Scott with the news. 3 minutes. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-23-101.5. Eric, would you take a driverless car? Jill was just in Vegas. She saw the Waymo cars. Right, Jill, you saw they were all over Vegas. I think that they just opened
strange.
In Vegas.
Yeah, it was like the rideshare section. We were waiting for our Uber. And
the driverless car pulls up. Would you do it, Eric?
I don't think I would. I don't know that I trust it.
I don't know. There was a report the other day, I think it was last week, that for 2 months now, Waymo cars have been showing up at this random cul-de-sac outside of Atlanta. And at one point, there were like 50 cars circling. And
just
no one knows. They come at like 6 in the morning. Yeah,
and a cul-de-sac.
Driving through in the cul-de-sac.
Well, because they could start terrorizing people.
I don't know. I want to try it, but I have a huge concern because I come to San Diego and we'll be out there soon. I think they're in London now, I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but you said they were, but you didn't get a chance to take one the last time you were
I didn't get a chance to take
there.
It, and I never saw one.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first time I saw one in person,
and
it's square. It looks like this square, looking. That's the thing, too. It's a weird shape, and it pulls up.
Yeah.
It's like your worst nightmare. Didn't you ever have that dream that you're in your car and you're not in the driver's seat?
No.
Oh.
Have you had that,
Is that a
Eric?
Me problem?
Or is this a Jill Meyer problem?
No.
I have never had it.
I'm in my car, but I'm in the passenger seat, and I'm like, the car's driving.
Really?
Yeah.
That is terrifying. I get it. I I don't know. I'll say this, that I want everybody else to be in the driverless cars. let me make that statement. Because New Jersey, you seriously don't know how to drive anymore. I don't know what to say. The driving is getting worse and worse. Now, that's anecdotal. I get it. But I am now on the road at 4 in the morning on weekends. And it is like Mad Max out there.
And the driverless cars need to learn the Jersey slide. That's when you go from...
Well, do they speed or
you
no?
Go right across all.
I don't think
lanes.
So. I think they got a governor on them.
And that's annoying.
But also dangerous because driving 65 miles an hour in the turnpike.
You can't.
Right.
You can't. I am averaging 75 to 78. That's about where I'm.
And that is a safe speed because there's still people that are passing you doing 90.
I got cut off yesterday. Guy was so angry. This was in New York, though. I think I was on 8th or 9th. I forget now. Where you have to make a right. I don't remember which avenue I was on. But there's a sign for the Lincoln Tunnel. And there are all kinds of construction.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to pull into the bus lane in order to make the right. And a guy started edging up on me. So I am very aggressive in New York because you have to be.
Yeah.
So I just pull right in front of him. I just blocked him. I'm like, you are not going. And he backed up and whipped around in the other lane to go.
And there are
people with like strollers and kids. And they're like, what are you doing? So that was New York and it was a New York plate. But in Jersey, they will ride on the shoulder to pass you. I mean,
we can't have these things driving the speed limit.
That is my big concern. How do the regulators not go with traffic? And how do you do that? Can you program something to technically break the law?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Right?
Driving from Utah to Arizona, the speed limit, the 75 was the speed limit, 75.
Which is a safe speed, as I agree with Eric, on a highway.
Yeah, so I'm there with California plates because we're in a rental car. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, this is great. I'm not even a Jersey. I don't have Jersey plates.
Right. You could just fly.
I'm like, I am not acting like a California. I don't know.
But they will get you a ticket if you're speeding. The tolerance is less when the speed limit is that high.
I think
you're right. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you got to be. And those tickets are, I'm not saying I've got one, but I've gotten one. So they're hefty. It'll cost you a couple $100.
Yeah.
I got a ticket in Tennessee on I think I was doing 80 on a 65, and $250. That was many years ago.
I'm surprised that wasn't like my cousin Vinny scene. Like they didn't.
All of a sudden, I got to go into court. Now I have found that ticketing today is they don't want you to go to court. They just want you to pay.
They want the money.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got a ticket. I told you I was on the turnpike. What did he give me a ticket for? Whatever it was like $80. And I'm like, it's reasonable. That's like a random toll.
It's like a negotiation.
I'm not fighting that. I'm just going to pay that. He was right. I was speeding. It was, what it is.
Well, and there's that sweet spot, too, where they try to set it at a point where you're like, all right, let me figure this out. Is it worth it for me to go to court or should I just pay it?
Right.
For their own trouble.
$80, not worth going to court.
Right.
You know, 300 and points. Actually, points are the only reason I would challenge it.
I would agree with that.
Because that will hurt you on your insurance.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So the question is, would you take a ride share in a driverless car? Waymo is coming to New York, Philadelphia. I'm sure eventually it'll be in Jersey. I am torn on it. As I said, I would like all of you to take the driverless cars because I trust the computers more than my fellow drivers right now. And what's the worst thing you've seen on the road? And do you agree with me? It's something is going on. It's gotten a lot worse. People are a lot more aggressive. But sidebar, would you have a driverless car if you could? I think I'm a no on this right now. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic on with NX.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey?
tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
Oh. 6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So would you drive, would you ride in a driverless car? Waymo is the company that's putting these out. I don't know that the technology is really there yet. And I think the challenge is that the driverless cars interacting with the driver cars is going to be really problematic. The good news is I don't know that you'd be cut off. It was shocking how aggressive and rude and awful the drivers were this weekend. It was one of the worst driving days. Sunday in particular, coming home, we ended the broadcast at 3. I got in my car around 3:15. Took me 2 hours and 20 minutes to get home on Sunday. It was just ridiculous. And, you know, I get it. The traffic in Manhattan is bad on the weekends in the afternoon. But it's the fender benders and the crashes that happen so often because people, it's like they've forgotten how to drive. Maybe we should all be in driverless cars. Let's go to EJ on 295. What's going on, EJ?
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. I can't. I'm a nervous wreck when my wife is driving the car.
So your wife makes you nervous. My wife is a better driver than I am. I don't think that surprises anyone.
I don't know. I've been driving women have ESP, but guys have ESP, and I just know when this guy's going to cut me off. I've been driving a truck for so long.
Yeah.
And my wife, she still hits the sewer cap. She's an old magnet.
You drive a truck. So let me ask you. So you don't let your wife drive the truck, but when you're off duty, you're driving the car. You do all the driving.
Yes, I do.
I do too, actually. But what's interesting is, I would say I think Jody is a better driver than I am, and I'm a really good driver. But we just default to I drive. And it's almost just instinctive. That's an interesting question that you've actually posed, EJ. I'm going to ask that. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you, man. So who does the driving in your house? Do you share the drives? Or, guys, are you doing all the driving? And, ladies, how many times you hit the air brakes in the passenger seat when your husband or your boyfriend is driving? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:55 is the time. Eric Scott with the news. 5 minutes.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
7:08 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Good morning and happy Monday. I love Mondays. And we got a lot to get to today. I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. Eric and Freehold, hang in there for 1 second. I'll be right back. Eric, I got to tell you, just sidebar. I'm talking about driverless cars, and I just wanted to ask you, I'll bet you do most of the driving between you and Sandra?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I do, too, just by
sometimes. Her problem is she can't talk and drive at the same time. That's not a knock on her being a bad driver. She's not. She's an excellent driver. But she slows down. When she talks, if she gets engaged in a conversation, her foot comes off the gas pedal.
I do the same thing. I do the exact same thing. Jody gets so mad at me. She's like, can you just focus on getting us there? We can hold this conversation. Because I'll get into something. And, you know, and all of a sudden, like, I'm on the radio 24/7, and I just, that is hilarious. I didn't know anybody else does that. Oh, I got to tell Jody that. That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened this weekend because I didn't feel like driving, and she was driving the car. We're having a conversation. I'm like, you do realize the speed limit's 45 here.
That is nuts. Well, anyway, that's what I'm talking about. I wanted to just sidebar for a minute and just let you know that Wednesday, so I'm off Thursday and Friday. You're okay. in, yes. right? And yep. I think they square that away.
And then Tuesday.
I'm off Tuesday. So yeah. I'll be in London. So I'm traveling Tuesday. So Wednesday, though, we're going to have a send-off with a very, very special Hate-O-Meter.
Oh, excellent.
I just sent him some stuff today. I would say the vitriol has gotten to the next level because I'm supporting Thomas Massie, the congressman in Kentucky. And I don't know if he's going to win or not, but the Trump supporters, some of the MAGA, the more cultish ones have absolutely lost their mind. Do you know that guy, Sean Farash? He does a great impersonation of Trump. He endorsed me when I ran. He went on a mad tirade and then blocked me. And it's good. There's some good stuff. Because he even went, his last tweet, you know how people respond to themselves? They're so mad.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He keeps responding and stepping it up. And then he blocked me. So I screenshotted the block and I posted it. And I'm like, this is what happens when you challenge the cult. He has now done a whole thread on that. Ending it with a middle finger emoji.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's more of a visual that we can't put in the Hate-O-Meter because you can't see it. But I just wanted to tip you off that it was like kicking a hornet's nest. And they don't even know why Thomas, our producer, asked me, he's like, why do they hate Tom Massie so much? And I'm like, they don't even know. Trump told them they hate him. They hate him. That's that's it. And they're lying. By the way, guys, they're lying about this guy. And if you want some entertainment this morning, follow my Twitter thread because it is just it'll be a nice preview for what we're going to get on Wednesday.
Outstanding.
You're welcome, Eric. It is 7:12. Let's go to Eric in Freehold. What's going on, Eric? How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. So who does the driving?
I do.
You do all of it? Is that because your wife wants you to drive? You don't trust her driving? Why?
Not just because I just do it. I like to drive, and she's a good driver, so I'm not trying to not have her drive, but I just like to do it.
Yeah. Have you done cross country? Have you done the cross country trip?
Farthest I've driven was to Florida.
That's far. I mean, that's a solid, 15 hours, 18 hours, depending on where you're going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that never like west to California. I haven't driven that one yet. I want to, but I never did.
If you love to drive, I'm telling you, you got to do it. And I have posted on the site a couple of paths that people should take if they're going to go across the country. And my advice is you avoid two places. You avoid St. Louis and Chicago, and they're at night really dangerous, just super dangerous, and you don't want to be in a position where you break down. But there are a few pathways, and even though Memphis, the crime is not great, it's if you pass through during the day, it's fine, and it is the country is so big, so vast, it's amazing. It really is a beautiful country, and. I recommend it to everyone to do that cross country. But anyway, thanks, Eric. Good to talk to you. Have a great rest of your day. So the question is, you know, Jill just got back. She did the, and I'll have her, we'll talk about it after 9 o'clock. She did the trek through Arizona and Utah. And wait till you see the videos. They're just cool. But I advised her to be careful because you will go literally 100, 200 miles without seeing anything. No people. No gas stations. So you really, really got to be careful. And, but it is a big, beautiful country. And my advice is if you can get out there and drive across country. Now, maybe if you're an over the road truck driver, you're like, yeah, it's big, it's beautiful. And that's what I do for a living. So I never want to do it again. And I get it. But if you have never done it, you owe yourself one drive out to California. And what I have advised people to do, if you the better way to do it, and I would do this next time, because I'm going to do it again just to do it because it's a great country, and there are so many small towns along the way that you will find, you know, hospitality and great food and great people and just different scenery that you won't see in the Northeast. But if you drive out there and you fly back, now you're not worried about the mad dash to get back. Because I will say, by the time you're wanting to get home and you're still in Kentucky or Illinois, you're like, oh my God, we still have so much more to go. But I do recommend it. So anyway, question for you. Are you paying attention to what's happening politically right now? Because I will tell you, I think that the president is both hot and cold, and a lot of Trump supporters are angry at me. I mean, from a social media perspective, you know, the keyboard warriors are mad because I am fully supporting Tom Massey, the congressman in Kentucky, who is under a mad assault from MAGA World. I mean, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. This congressional race is now going to come close to $40 million spent. And you have to ask yourself, if the president's allies and Trump himself are so set on this one guy that votes with the Republicans more than 90% of the time, he is one of the only members of Congress to have a 100% rating with fiscal conservatism and organizations out there that rate these guys. He is literally, Charlie Kirk called him his favorite member of Congress. You have to ask yourself, what's going on in the Trump White House? And my question to you is, if you are a Trump supporter, are you disillusioned now? Do you regret that vote? Are you concerned now that we are not only embroiled in a war, but gas prices are now higher than in many places than they were under Joe Biden? That's a problem. And midterms are coming up. And the president said the other day that he didn't even consider working in middle class Americans and their struggle for affordability. So what do you think? Have you lost confidence in President Trump? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 716 is the time. Traffic on Weather Next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
/7:23 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So New Jersey, Trump is at like 30-something percent approval rating. And the MAGA world mad at me. And remember, guys, I was on the receiving end of the lies when I was running for governor. So I had the same nonsense, all these super PACs and all these unscrupulous people lying about me that somehow I was... in favor of Trump being impeached and all. And meanwhile, I was the only broadcaster that defended him on January 6th. So just so we're clear about that. But I got attacked viciously because Trump wanted his guy. And it didn't matter that his guy was a never-Trumper and a loser. It didn't matter. So they're doing the same thing now to Tom Massey, but at a level that is over the top. I mean, you're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And you have to ask yourself, here we are, working hard, paying $6 for gas. I mean, it cost me $80 to fill my tank up the other day. You know, our infrastructure is cracking. We've got health insurance costs and auto insurance costs are through the roof. Energy costs through the roof. AI data centers, illegals, all these things are still happening. I'm trying hard not to lose faith, but I'm at a point now where I'm like, the president is so distracted by his bruised ego because of a couple of members of Congress didn't vote on a couple of things that he didn't like. So now all the attention in the world is to hate these good people. Philip in Middlesex, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Sure. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So what's on your mind?
Well, I've lost faith in Trump.
Tell me why.
The reason why is because I work 3 part-time jobs, and because none of my employers wants to give me any health care benefits, I have to pay into my own health insurance. And this year, the government has cut the subsidies for people, the working class, for health insurance. So I kind of wrote to him, like to the White House, explaining to like help those who are the working class to like get more affordable health insurance, because even though I work three jobs, I'm still low income with all the demanding costs for everything else. So I believe that Trump is not about the is not for the people, but he's all about the corporations. He's about helping them feed their pockets.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? And we're seeing it. Like, I look at it from a New Jersey perspective. We were so hoping that we would get relief, because here we are living in a blue state under Mikey Sherrill and the majority Democrats in the legislature, and it's only getting more expensive. Meanwhile, they're giving away housing to illegals, and you got to pay more, and they've done nothing. I mean, we talked about this during the campaign, that one of the big problems in New Jersey is the Department of Banking and Insurance. And it's one of the reasons why our costs are so high. But nobody wants to fix it, Philip. And I think a lot of us held out thinking, you know, maybe Donald Trump is going to use the power of the federal government to provide relief behind the enemy lines here in a place like New Jersey. And we haven't seen it. We just haven't seen it.
Nope.
And no tax on tips is just not enough. I mean, that's and I think that's why they don't get it. They talk in these platitudes of, no, we're with the working class. We're with it. No, the working and middle class are the ones suffering the most. And this distraction about all this stuff has nothing to do with us. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's here we are struggling to make ends meet. And the only thing you hear is the president late night tweeting about attacking people, and it's just unsettling. I expected so much more. I'm thoroughly disappointed. Thanks, Philip. Appreciate you, man. We'll keep fighting for you. All right, Andrea, Greg, hang in there. We'll be back 7:27. Eric Scott with the news. 7:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Eric, I was going to come back. I had nine things I want to talk to you about, and then I got distracted by an email I just got. Daughter just texted me. She knows I don't check email. She's like, Dad, you got to check your email. So I checked the email. It is an email from Charlie the Butcher.
Okay.
To Elizabeth saying, hey, make sure you put this in the group, because we're going to London Wednesday.
Are you flying out Wednesday?
Flying out Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. So after the show, I'm going to head to the airport. So I have a very important selection that I've got to make for a dinner on Friday night.
Okay.
I've got to pick the rice.
You have to pick the rice?
And I don't know what this word means. Asador, A-S-A-D-O-R. What is that? But I have a choice. I think that's the main. It's like a main course.
Okay.
Here are my choices. Segovian suckling pig or milk-fed lamb shoulder? Oh. I think I want both.
Yeah.
Right? So we have a room, because we're going with two other couples, our good friends. So it's six of us and then Charlie and Elizabeth. So we have dinner at this restaurant. So that's very important.
Is it a Spanish restaurant?
I don't know. It's called, yeah, I think so. It's called Legado.
So asado, not with an R. Asado is like an open fire grilled meat.
So there, the restaurant has it spelled with an R, but that's what it is then. I guess we're getting an open fire. So I think I want the suckling pig if I got to choose, right? And then the rice, it's either silky crab rice with soft shell crab tempura or mushroom rice with Iberico pork filet.
Oh,
come on.
Okay.
I mean, do I even need to ask? No. Right? Pork filet, the Iberico pork in the rice. This could be one of the great meals that I've ever had.
Without a doubt.
The suckling pig and the pork rice. I obviously want double pork.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Why wouldn't you?
Wow. I'm very excited now. Here's the problem. That I don't know what I was about to talk about, but I'm done now. Now I'm thinking about Iberico pork. I'm thinking about a suckling pig on a spit in an open fire in a restaurant.
Oh, I'm very excited. I did pork ribs on the grill yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you do them low and slow first?
Oh,
and then?
Yes. I got a nice char on them. And then, you know, I don't have a smoker, but I have a smoking box on my grill. So I threw some apple wood into that. After I soaked it for about 2 hours, and it just, the whole yard, the whole neighborhood just smelled
It's so
amazing.
Great.
And then it was, Alex was supposed to come for dinner, and then he got busy doing something else. So I had this huge rack of ribs, and it was just Sandra and I eating last night.
Yeah, but now, do you do the baby back or do you do the spare?
So I did the, these were baby backs.
Yeah.
But by the time they were done trying to get them off the grill, they were just falling right off the bone.
I love ribs. I love ribs. Like that is probably my favorite grill food.
Yeah, I would. Right? I would agree.
And I typically never make it out to the grill. I just do because I like to do them low and slow to start, and I don't have the patience on the grill, so I do it in the oven, and I cheat it by putting them under the broiler.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
If you, I have been doing ribs with molasses lately.
I like a molasses-based barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And I have a couple recipes that
I was going to say, you make
my
own,
right? Yeah.
Because I don't buy the sugary crap.
No, because there's too much sugar in it. And yeah. But for chicken, I prefer a vinegar-based barbecue sauce.
Yeah. If I'm adding sauce after the fact, I want the vinegar-based sauce. If I'm cooking it with it, I want it caramelizes, it gets almost chewy, the molasses. So I do molasses, cayenne pepper, sometimes garlic powder, and salt and pepper. Like, I don't put a lot of stuff on my
ribs. I don't think I've ever made, in the 10 years or so that we've been here together, I don't think I've ever made my brother's barbecue chicken recipe.
No, but so, if you want to make it and bring it in, I'll be in favor of that.
I think...
maybe Wednesday.
I'll think about it. It's chicken on the bone, and it's a process. But
so it'd be pretty sloppy to eat here.
It would be very sloppy. But
so maybe we should wait.
This recipe has been in our family for generations.
Yeah.
There are only three individuals in the universe that have it. There's me and my brother,
yep.
And he recently gave it to his daughter.
Really?
And his daughter won't even share it with her husband.
Was that a family? Was that a discussion you guys had before you shared it?
It absolutely is.
Did you have to put her through a test? Was there a vetting process? She had to answer questions, take a lie detector test, and go through a whole physical screening?
It's funny. Years ago, she came to the house. They live in Syracuse.
Yeah.
They drove down, and we were having a big backyard barbecue, and she came around the corner, and she's like, "That's my father's chicken recipe. She can smell it. Yeah.
Wow, I love that. Yeah. All right, so what do you got going on for this Memorial Day weekend? Let's get into weekend mode now. My weekend starts on Wednesday, so my apologies if you got to work through, but hey, look, I've been working 7 days since February, so I'm looking forward to a few days off and seeing the kids, and now that I know I've got a suckling pig to look forward to on Friday night, very excited. How about you? What are your Memorial Day weekend plans? And if you're a small business, you know, we love Small Business Monday. And by the way, I want to mention our friends at dotdesigning.com. They are the brand builders. If you got a small business, you want to go to dotdesigning.com. Their business packages for promotion start at just $299. I mean, you really can't beat that. One of the best investments you can make, dotdesigning.com. If you're a business that thrives in the summer, give me a call, 1-800-283-101.5. And if you just have plans for more of the weekend, share them. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 7:46. What's next? You know, traffic and weather.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dominski and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, we're talking about Memorial Day weekend, and I selected the suckling pig, in case you're wondering. That's our Friday night dinner. I can't wait to see how they do this on an open flame in a restaurant. I will absolutely bring back video, so you'll see it when I get back next week. Let's go to Tom in Jefferson. What's going on, Tom?
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. So take a trip over to BJ's and buy a rack of ribs.
Yeah.
Get the St. Louis style, not the baby backs.
By the way, I agree 100% with that. More meat. I think they're more flavorful. I don't buy the baby backs.
Get two bottles of Peter Luger steak sauce.
All right.
They're like $8 a piece.
Yeah.
Throw them in the crock pot, and just drown them in the steak sauce. Let them cook for about 6 or 7 hours.
Really?
On low.
Okay.
On low. And what I'd like to do is I like to chop up green onions and for the last hour just lay the green onions on top. And then serve them.
Now, Tom, delicious. are they submerged?
Yes, submerged in the sauce.
Really? How messy is that? Are you using a fork and knife?
Oh no, it's messy.
I love it.
It's well worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it, right? All right, I got to check the Luger sauce. I don't know if it's got to be clean, no seed oils. I don't know what they put in it. I'll look it up though.
All right, there you go.
But I love the idea, though, of the low and slow. I got to tell you, Tom, that's opposite what most guys are doing. Most people are looking for the crisp and the char, but you're doing just soft meat. I bet it's delicious.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
All right, man, thanks for the tip. Appreciate you, Tom. Have a good one. All right, everybody else, hang in there. It's 7:55. On the other side, let's talk about what you're doing for Memorial Day weekend, and let's open up Small Business Monday. If you got a small business you want to plug, I want to give you the platform. And got some funny hate on the app chat. Thank you, Liam in New Egypt. You could make it. I don't know. We may read some of this on the other side as well. 7:55, Eric Scott with the news next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
.809 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, in breaking news, we are going with the suckling pig.
Excellent.
And the Iberico pork rice.
I don't think that you could go wrong with any of those choices, but I approve.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason is Charlie and Elizabeth are hosting a barbecue for the group on Saturday where there will be some lamb on the grill. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Lovely.
And it's amazing, you know, when you've got a butcher chef in your family, let me tell you, it is... I'm just some people want their kids to marry lawyers and doctors. I'm like, no way. We were so thrilled. I don't know if I told you the story when, so Jody was on the phone with Elizabeth. This is now going back, I don't know, 8 years, 9 years that they have been together.
It's been that long.
Elizabeth went to London 10 years ago.
Get out.
Yes. Yes, I know. 10 years they've been there. So we were just moved into our house, and the contractors were there. We redid the kitchen, we gutted the kitchen, we did all the stuff we had to do. Anyway, the guy, it was so funny. He's in the other room, and Jody's on the phone with Elizabeth. All of a sudden, like her voice changes. She's like, "Oh my God!" Like he comes running in. Is everything all right? She's like, "Everything's fine. But I just found out that Elizabeth is dating a butcher." Isn't that great? Like, it was just, I mean, you can't make this up. And we're thrilled. So anyway, the barbecue, the kids have done an itinerary for our group going out there.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, all based on food.
Because I think the weather's going to be terrible here. It's going to be horrible. I was going to do a bring your own protein barbecue this week.
Yeah, they show up and they, right?
Yeah, I make all the sides, but you bring what you want and I'll grill it for you. And it's funny. I love doing this because you never know what you're going to get. So, and I'm not stereotyping, but I just say that one of my Polish friends brought like this huge wheel of kielbasa.
I love that. I love kielbasa. Awesome.
But I get fish, I get chicken, I get lamb, I get pork, I get everything. Yeah. It's kind of cool. But I think we're going
to... No, I think it's going to be a washout. Yeah. I am traveling to the good weather. We are expected to have 75 degrees and sunny for the time. It never rains when I'm in London, which sounds ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it is so ridiculous. It is every time I've been there, we have mostly sunny days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we've gotten very lucky with the weather because they get crappy weather.
I know.
I've been very lucky. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it will. Be, what's funny is the crappy weather is probably going to cut down on the crime.
Down the shore.
You may not have all these wild lunatic kids. And I think it's important to note with these pop-up riots that happen, most of these kids are not local. They are coming in from New York.
Without a doubt.
Philadelphia. Yeah, this is not. So the towns are right to be concerned because how do you control that? Like, you can police your own town, but when you get all of a sudden a trainload, a busload of people get let off in the middle of the town and you got a problem. I think what they're going to have to do is increase the penalties. You know, you arrest the kid and you just let him sit there for a few weeks and until they figure it out. I mean, you've got to inflict some damage in order to stop this behavior. It should be, these kids should be scared to get caught at the Jersey Shore involved in this reckless, wild behavior.
Well, I've always said that they should at least spend a night in jail, and they should spend a night in jail with a parent.
Yeah,
because I bet you if you had that kid and that parent in jail overnight, attitudes would be a lot different on both sides.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So it's a huge problem, and I'm disappointed that the weather will keep all the paying customers potentially away. Let's hope not. I mean, the truth is, you know, if it's not a complete washout, you might get a day or so out of it. Yeah. Yep. So I'll be back on Wednesday. I'm here. I'm here broadcasting Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I will be back on Wednesday after Memorial Day. So I'm off that Tuesday.
We're all off Monday.
Everybody's off Monday.
But I'll be back Tuesday.
Kathy thought I was going to London for a day trip. She heard me say I'm off Tuesday because I'm in London. She's like, you're off Tuesday because you're in London. What are you, flying out Monday and coming back? I'm like, no. We're all off Monday. So she got a gift of knowing now that we're off on Monday.
Excellent.
Which is not, and I think producer Thomas wasn't sure either. So everybody's very happy now that Monday is an actual day. Part of the reason is it just came so fast.
Right.
I can't believe it's Memorial Day. How did that happen?
It'll be July 4th next week.
Yes. Now, that's a holiday that I'm very concerned about security and safety.
Yeah.
This 250th anniversary.
Yep.
The places I don't know that I will definitely not be anywhere near Washington, D.C. Jody's going to be in London for July 4th.
They don't really celebrate that there, do they?
They don't. They don't. It's a whole. It's a day of. It's a solemn day in the UK. All right. It's 8:15. What do you got going on for this Memorial Day weekend? And if you've got a rib recipe, I'd love to hear it. On the break, I'm going to look up the Peter Luger sauce to see if I can use that and try that recipe out. And then Rich in Lavalette, I'll get to you first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
Zero.
A23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, remember, Small Business Monday, sponsored by Dot Designing. Looking to launch or grow your business? Get started with Small Business Starter Pack for just $2.99, including T-shirts, yard signs, and more. Go to dotdesigning.com to build your brand right away with Dot Designing. All right, let's go to Rich in Lavalette. All right, Rich, I know why you're calling. Vita Rich Coffee. Dude, I'm sorry. I have not tried it yet. I know. What's it been, a month?
When I saw your Dinas, we were going to force feed you one, but just didn't want to interrupt you and have a chance.
All right, here's what happened, Rich. Here's what happened. I literally see it. It is in the coffee cabinet. Like, we've got a cabinet. So Jody's got, like, seven different ways of making coffee, right? We got the Keurig. I've got the fancy one with the whatever the heck. It shouldn't let me touch it. But I've got all these different things. And there in the coffee cabinet is the Vita Rich mushroom coffee. I want to tell you I'm going to do it this weekend, but I can't because I'm going to London. So I also want to tell you I'm going to try it next week. I am confident that it's good because I know you're making sales. What's the website? Is it? It's VitaRich.com?
It's Vita with a D as in life, VidaRich.com. And I got to tell you, after you kind of had to cut out early, Steve Trevely saying he was going to be on the air that night. So we were making it in the back, and he came and grabbed a cup and didn't know what it was and said, oh, yeah, I'll try it. Loved it. He loved it. He loved it. He went back for seconds, I think even third.
Wait a minute.
To keep him up all night.
You made the coffee after I left? I could have tried the coffee there? Come on, Rich.
That was the plan. We were hoping to do that. I didn't want to interfere. Fair. You were there for a purpose. I didn't want to interfere.
All right, so. Fair enough, Rich. All right, so.
But it's a good start. It's in the right place. And by the way, regardless of what method you use, all the seven different machines you have there, you don't brew this. You put it in your cup first and just pour whatever in. I actually drink it now in just warm water. I didn't realize how many people can't drink caffeine, and about a third of our customers now drink it as a coffee replacement just in warm water.
Well,
you just put a scoop in the bottom of the cup and pour whatever your drink of choice in the morning is, and it dissolves right in.
All right, and give me real quick, the 30 seconds or less, why is mushroom coffee good for you?
The elevator pitch, it starts with it's a full dose of collagen. That's kind of what we targeted. But collagen is really just a low in protein, as wildly popular as it is. It's just a dense source of glycine. Glycine is actually what your body needs to make its own collagen. But to make use of the glycine, it needs vitamin C, vitamin A, zinc, copper, manganese. All these other nutrients are very intentionally built into superfood blends. So at its core, it's a really effective collagen booster. You can put straight collagen in coffee. You're not getting any of that, so you're getting no use from it. But on top of that is where we built in a really high-end mushroom blend. You know mushrooms? We use 100% fruiting body, which is the actual mushroom. Most of the mushroom coffee blend online use what's called the mycelium, which is just the root of the mushroom, so they can make all the legal claims, but it's only about 10% as nutrient-dense as the actual mushroom. We use 100% real mushroom. It's a full gram of lion's mane for brain health. That's considered a full dose. We use cordyceps for natural energy and stamina. It boosts ATP, which brings oxygen into your blood. And the superfood blend is raw cacao, spirulina, and beetroot. Magnesium dense.
Wait, what's raw what?
Raw cacao.
Raw cacao?
We're waiting.
You know what? you know what the problem is? The system is just slow.
You guys missing the
cue. I know. You know what's funny, Rich, is I knew you knew it.
There it is.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
I'm going to have to make that my theme song.
You go. Listen, I got to jump. It's Vida, V-I-D-A, Rich, your name, VidaRich.com. I can recommend mushroom coffee. I love it. I have it almost daily. I think it's fantastic.
I'll do this for your listeners. I'll get a $20 discount on the first order. They just punch in newbie, N-E-W-B-I-E, under the discount code, and they'll get a $20 discount off.
I love it. Vida Rich with a D, VidaRich.com, discount code newbie. Thanks, man. I'll report back. Have a good one. 828, Eric Scott with the news. A38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, I was telling you earlier the cup will runneth over for the hater meter on Wednesday.
Yay.
It's funny how people react. You know, you and I have talked about this, that in politics, and Teddy, hang in there. I'm going to get to, because I want to get back to talking about the weekend. But I just, it's interesting how both sides operate in this, like, a lot of people call it sheep. I more call it cultish behavior, mm-hmm. where, you know, if your side says it, it must be right. And I was thinking about the correlation of what's happening in New Jersey. I'm writing an article for our website about why supporting people like Thomas Massie in Kentucky is actually good for New Jersey. And I was looking at what they're doing with Massie. I remember during the campaign, and this is why people hate politics, I was attacked as a guy that wanted to raise taxes, which, if you've listened to me for any length of time over my broadcast career over the last 12, 13 years, that's ridiculous. But it stemmed from, and you'll love this, my opposition to Chris Christie's gas tax. because I opposed the gas tax, and in the gas tax bill, there were other cuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They literally accused me of wanting to raise the sales tax. They're like, he wants to raise the sales tax. He wants to put a tax on seniors, and he wants to increase the estate tax, all based on my opposition to the gas tax because they stuffed it in. They're doing the same thing now to Massey, where they're saying he voted against tax cuts because he voted against the big, beautiful bill, which, as you know, raised the debt ceiling, a couple trillion dollars.
Yeah.
So what's a trillion dollars over here and there? And I think it's interesting to me that I don't know if social media, I thought social media would make it better, where you would kind of go beyond the headlines and you'd be able to dig a little deeper and have a discussion. And what I learned was social media has made it worse. Because now you have an echo chamber for outright lies. Like they're tweeting about how he they're saying he voted against the SAVE Act, you know, the voter ID, et cetera, proving you're a citizen. Total lie. He voted against a procedural motion somewhere along the line of like the 30 votes before you get to the vote. And I'm like, how do you combat the lies on social media? I was unable to. We didn't have the money. You know, $10 million or so was spent with the PACs and everything else. I couldn't come back and overcome the lie that I was pro-abortion up to birth, which is, you know, meanwhile, I'm the MC of the pro-life dinner every year, right? Like, wanted to raise taxes. And this race, they're going to spend almost $40 million on this race. And the two sides are lined up, and social media, it's so full of lies. I've tried to undo some of them. Like I'll respond to some tweets when somebody just repeats a lie. I'm like, no. You could literally just ask Grok and you'll get the sources that it's a lie, but nobody does that.
But
so I don't know how we undo
the
this.
I mean, it's the proliferation of that.
Yeah. Can't combat it.
It's still mind boggling to me that and then how, so you're going one by one, but in the meantime,
it's
100,000 of these just posted in the time that it took for you to respond to one comment.
Yes. So I now respond as templates for articles because I feel I'm now writing this based on some of my response tweets.
Right.
Because then I'll be able to, because, you know, our website, I mean, what do we have? You know, it's north of 2 million that come in, and, you know, more than a million people tune into the station. So you've got an audience that I think I can undo some of it, but it is like whack-a-mole, and social media has made it worse. And the flip side of the free speech argument, where thank God Elon Musk took over Twitter, but on the other side now, there's no barrier to refute and undo lies.
But here's the interesting thing about that, right, is that you have a percentage, and I think it's a growing percentage, of the country that's kind of tuning out, right, that doesn't pay any attention to all of the noise that's going on social media. However, and I've seen this even kind of in my own friends and acquaintance group, and even when I've been out speaking at organizations and things like that, that lie gets repeated so often that it gets almost accepted into the conversation as either a factoid or a did you know. So now people that even aren't on social media, I will find repeating something that I saw on social media as part of the conversation. So it seeps into
the old water cooler.
Yes.
Conversation,
exactly.
Right?
It seeps into that water cooler conversation. It happened to the Tiki Bar this weekend. Saturday, we were all sitting around. We were getting ready to go to Parks for the race. And somebody that I've known for a long time repeated something. I really wasn't even paying attention to the conversation. But all of a sudden, my ears perked up. And I was like, wait, what did you just say? Where did you hear that? Oh, I don't remember.
Right.
But it somehow, and this is not a person who's active on social media, but it got somehow, it started to seep into the collective consciousness. And so that may be even more dangerous than the Twitter or X or TikTok battles or whatever else is going on. The fact that it seeps into the masses.
You know, it's so interesting you say that. So one of our discussions on TV yesterday was about the Mangione case, this kid that allegedly killed the healthcare CEO. And there was a frustration among some of the guests that, you know, the judge is now holding it up. They may not allow the backpack to be admitted, all these things. And I said, and I was the only one. Everybody's like, yeah, the, you know, got, the guy's looking at him. They got him dead to right. He's on the video. He's this. It's his backpack. Bop, bop, bop. And I said, hold on a minute. The problem today is we forget justice needs to be slowed down in order to get it right. And the frustration you have is people watch too much TV or now they tweet too much and they're like, well, I see the video. That guy's obviously guilty. Why do we need a trial? And like, this is a dangerous time. If the judge throws out the backpack and he is acquitted because of lack of evidence, then the cops better do a better job next time. Like, I've said this of OJ. I don't know. I have floated the theory with OJ that it was actually his son that killed Nicole Simpson. That's a very rare take.
Oh, no. But that is, that's, I'm surprised that you say that.
Really?
You've heard this. That has always been my theory.
No kidding.
Always.
I believe it. I really believe.
I do too.
I think he covered for his kid. My God. I'm sure you've said this in polite company. They're like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
OJ was obviously guilty. I'm like, maybe. But I actually was one of the few people, and this broke along racial lines too. I can remember I was one of the only white guys in D.C. that I'm like, no, I think the verdict was just because you can't have any possibility that somebody planted evidence. And whether the glove didn't fit or the shoe print or all these different things, I don't want to rehash the OJ case.
Yeah.
But I thought there was enough evidence. That, I can't believe you agree with that. That's amazing.
I was not here at the time. I was in New York covering that trial along with some of the, and I floated that theory almost from the very beginning, and I used two examples. Who was the first person that ran up to that white Bronco when he pulled into his house?
Yep.
And that DNA evidence is a test of exclusion, not inclusion.
Yeah, that's
so smart. We got to have a bottle of tequila some night and go over all that. it's, no, it's true. Yes.
But to the legal point, the slower the justice system goes, the more methodical you are, the more chance you're getting it right. And you got to get it right because the old adage, and I think people have flipped this, but it used to be better 100 guilty men go free than one guilty man goes away for a crime he didn't commit. One innocent man goes away for a crime he didn't commit.
Trust me, I have a lawyer in the family now, and there are a lot of very interesting dinner table conversations about some of these things.
I'll bet. Yeah. All right, so I got a little off track there, but I think it's important. So I'm going to write this so you guys can see why this race matters and why truth matters to us in New Jersey for sure. But Teddy, I want to get your take on this picnic coming up. I want to promote it. If you've got an event coming up this Memorial Day, whether it's to help veterans, et cetera, if you've got a store that is opening and you are waiting for those summer crowds to make your money, let's give you the plug right now. 1-800-283-101.5, 847, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back into it. Teddy in Colonia. You've got a big event this weekend, this Sunday. Tell me about it.
Good morning, Bill. One of these years, you're going to be around to go to it. You're going to London. You have the governor. You're running for governor, but you're always going to be invited to the Colonia 6061 VFW post, and we're having food, drinks. It's $25. All day you can eat and drink, $20 for seniors, and it all goes for a good cause for the members that served our country and gave up their lives for a wonderful country. So we're going to have everything from drunken clams to ribs to burgers, dogs.
Let's talk about the ribs for a minute. Let's just talk about the ribs real quick. Who's doing the ribs and how you doing them?
Oh, it's one of our guys, Owen, that does it all the time, and we don't find out what the recipe is because it's a secret.
I love that.
And everybody likes them. It's always a fight. People are stuffing them in their bags to take them home whenever it's left over. So
I love that. Are they wet ribs? Are they like it's a lot of
He makes them both. He makes the dry rub and he makes the
really
you know the Yes.
Teddy, I appreciate that you invite me to this. I would love to come. I will be traveling this this weekend, but maybe next year. You know, maybe next year, because, and Sunday's a great day to do it because you have Monday off.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that really is great.
Yes, we do. It's a lot of work. This past weekend, we put flags on the graves over at St. Gertrude's in Colonia.
Teddy, next year, I'd be happy to help with that. We've done that at a few of the cemeteries around, and Jody and I have done this in and around Memorial Day. We did it during the campaign. I've done it in years past just to honor the vets and place the flag. So let me know next year. I would be happy to join you guys to help out with that.
You're more than welcome every year. You know that.
I appreciate that. All right. Real quick, Teddy, where is it? Colonia VFW. What's the address?
601 Inman Avenue.
In Colonia. And 25 bucks, 20 for seniors. I love it. All you can eat. Can't beat it. Yes, Teddy, sir. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day. All right. Other side of the news with Jen Ercillo. That's coming up in 3 minutes. Let's talk about your Memorial Day plans. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 8:57 is the time. Jen Ercillo next.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey. 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank BetParks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I am back, as the song says. Jen Ercillo, I was deep into this article that I'm writing, so I didn't hear it, you heard it.
I did.
And you mentioned it to Kathy, and that's why the song.
Yeah.
So producer Thomas has you to thank for that. Because I didn't hear it.
Sorry, Thomas. I heard the promo saying you were back.
I am back.
And I said, Bill, you're back. And then that's what happened. Yeah.
I think it's kind of like my saying Happy New Year all the way up to February 28th. I think that's what's going on.
I don't know. I love the song. I think it's great.
Like the song too. It's catchy.
When I first heard it, when it first played, I was like, nah. And then it grew on me, and now I really like it.
You know what the song is? It's like that little spritz of cacao in your coffee.
It is. I definitely could use a shot of cacao, especially on a Monday. No doubt.
Do you see this pause, this pregnant pause? The system is so slow.
Don't get bitter.
See?
Get better.
So that should happen immediately when we say the word, but it doesn't always happen.
No.
So we have to work on that. Yeah. I came in this morning.
I told you why.
Why was it, Kathy?
Your show is so jam-packed with specialty songs and sound effects and the hater meter that you occupy three screens.
Wow.
Most shows have
three
one.
Screens.
You have three. Wow. At four if you count Carilla's Day.
Yeah, we're thinking of ending that. He was mentioned in the whole Epstein file thing, and I'm like, I don't know if I could do it. Now.
Everybody's in it. So,
Well, he's not accused of anything,
Bill, it's the 10th year anniversary coming up.
I know, but Eric and I are torn. We're like, can we really?
Joe Carillas, but we couldn't miss this one this year.
You can't. It's 10 right? years.
I don't know. I know.
Well,
but
let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
It's October 30th.
We're going to call in the, we're going to talk to our band. We're going to talk to some of the judges and we're going to make a determination.
All right.
But it may end after nine really blissful years.
We'll see what happens.
But look, all things come to an end.
Yeah.
We're thinking of not doing that because the good former senator was mentioned in the Epstein files. And even though not accused of anything, the mere mention, it puts a little bit of a cloud on it.
So tarnishes it.
And it's a festive holiday. And we feel like maybe there is someone else who could be honored.
Let
me just drop that right there.
All right.
And just,
I think I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, we'll just drop that right there.
Put a pin in it.
Yep. Real quick, you and I have both floated the same theory. I was, I thought Eric today, I thought he was just doing a one-up. No, he actually has this theory. So I think OJ's son is the guy who actually killed Nicole Brown Simpson.
1,000% agree.
You must get into fights. I was shocked. You agree?
100%.
Eric's like, yeah. I had this theory right away.
Yep.
I'm like, well, what? So his reasoning is that the blood, the DNA evidence, does not say specifically who it is. It just excludes people. So we know it was in the family, but it could have been his son. This, and his second reason was something about this. I think the son was the first one that ran out to the Bronco. Now, I watched the Bronco chase from I was on at 29 Palms. I was on a Marine duty.
Yeah,
so we watched it in California. We're like, what the hell is going on?
AJ Cowling's at the wheel.
Yeah, that was a wild. So I think that, in my opinion, that was the distraction to allow the kid to just kind of get his stuff together.
I definitely think it was the son. 100%.
I always said
that. OJ knows who did it.
No doubt. He was absolutely involved.
But
he was able
to say without a doubt, I did not do this because he did not do this.
Yes.
I know who did it.
I felt the same way the whole time. My theory was, I gave you my spatchcock chicken theory.
Yes, you did.
If you've ever spatchcocked a chicken, you cut out the bone and you squash it down, it flattens out, right? Yeah. It is a battle to get that bone out. I mean, you're talking about a little chicken.
That's a chicken.
It takes time. I end up with chicken stuff all over me. It's, I'm thinking this guy, whoever did it, butchered two people, human beings.
Nearly severed their heads.
And then 40 some minutes later, he's sitting on a flight.
Yep.
Get out of here. You can get out of here. With no blood. I never bought the timeline.
I'm going to go one step further. I was there. Not that night. But I mean, could you imagine?
You were at the restaurant?
No, I went to California on a vacation. I said it was right around the time it happened. Like maybe like months later. But it was still the hot topic.
Yeah. Yep.
Went to Rockingham was where he lived, right?
Yeah, and then it was at her place, right?
But I did the drive from his place to her place.
How long?
Minutes. I mean, it was very, very short. But got to her place.
Yeah.
Literally the street is lined up. It's a very narrow street. The houses are all right next to each other and right across. Nobody heard anything coming from that courtyard. I stood there across the street going, I could probably hear a neighbor on the phone. Nobody heard somebody screaming for their life. Come on.
Yeah. It never added up to me. And the worst thing about it is it made the Kardashians famous.
100%. Well, that whole team.
Now we have to deal with the Kardashians. That was probably the worst thing that came out. But I was in my office when the verdict was announced. Now, here I am. I'm the deputy chair for a presidential campaign. And we're in the office.
Jeez.
And I was one of the only, let me tell you, white guys to say that was a smart verdict.
Yes.
And everybody looked at me like, what? We hired the wrong guy. Why are you here?
So many fights.
It broke along racial lines.
100%.
And I'm like, how do you not understand, A, how black people at the time would have been celebrating that? If you don't understand that, that's a problem.
It came on off the heels of the Rodney King. Of course.
And then the other side of it was the cops clearly made a lot of big mistakes.
LAPD, man.
You can't. I was talking about Louis Mangione, the guy who allegedly killed. And I was having this conversation on Newsmax Sunday and on the morning show where I was a special guest. I hosted in the afternoon, but I was talking about this case. And everybody was like, the guy's obviously guilty. There's a video. I'm like, listen, justice has to be slow. So if they did not seize that backpack in an appropriate way or a legal way, then the judge is right to throw it out, no matter what your emotion tells you. We are a nation of laws. So anyway, that caused a big stir. And then I got yelled at. When Jill's back, I got to tell you a story. She asked me, she's like, do you do the same thing on Newsmax that you do here as far as timing, et cetera? I'm like, I get in trouble once in a while.
Yeah, I totally could see that happening.
Let's just say that.
This should be good.
All right, it's 9:17. Nick, I'll get to you first. Other side, traffic weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So it came up earlier, Jill. I was talking to Jen and Kathy. Or did you ask me? No, someone who asked
me. It was me. I said, do you act like this at your dad's house? Like,
right,
you know, the
right,
divorced
right,
parents,
right.
You know?
It is. It's like radio, TV. I live in two places.
Do you act like this at your grandmother's?
So
so when you're at your other job, you
so
got
here's
trouble.
What happened. I did. So every once in a while, I have another thing I want to say.
Every once in a while.
So
it's every 30 seconds.
We had a production meeting after one of the shows, and I'm like, hey, I noticed we didn't get to all the questions and some of the stuff, and everybody just kind of looked at me.
It was your fault.
And he pointed at you.
Yeah.
Like,
I
go sometimes off on a little tangent.
Sometimes.
And, you know, I get into the conversations.
Every second on the second.
Yeah, I like the conversations. Like, sometimes 3 minutes is not enough. I like
Kathy
to make it four.
Kathy goes before. We were supposed to break at 14. It's like 17. He's like, oh, I forgot about that.
I just forgot. So, anyway, I got in trouble on Sunday. So, Sunday with my friend Lydia Serrani, who I had to practice saying her name. It's spelled not anything like it sounds.
Okay.
And I had,
it wasn't Jebed.
Anyway.
It's Serrani. Yeah. Anyway. Thank you. So, no, that was a whole thing. Let me tell you, I delayed the show. I couldn't record the goodbye because I'm like, anyway.
Again, we're not shocked.
So I'm hosting with her this whole thing they did on the Washington Mall yesterday, some big religious thing. So yeah. We're covering it live. And it's and I had said the day before, I'm like, I don't think we're going to be able to follow the rundown because you've got us going to it live to try to cut into speeches. Like, hold on, this guy's speaking now.
Right.
And I'm like, you've got it down to the minute. 1:53. I'm like,
that's how TV
this
works.
This thing's going to start and be behind in four. You think I'm bad. Imagine doing an outside event with Trump and Rubio and everybody else, Kathy.
My question is, when you're running late at Newsmax, what do the producers do to signal you
to stop talking? They
yell in
my ear.
He's telling us a story.
So they yell at you on the earpiece?
Yeah. Okay. They're like, you got to stop. You got to rap. You got to rap now. You got to rap now. So anyway, so I said,
26.
I'm like, you know, it's 26. So all of a sudden.
You used up all your
anyway,
time.
Very quickly,
yes,
very
please.
Quickly, obviously in the first 3 minutes, we were wildly off. So we had to ad-lib a lot of stuff because the schedule was gone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm writing notes to try to keep up. 2 hours in, I hear in my ear, can you please clean up the desk in front of you? There are papers everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So now we're adding this debacle to
visual.
So the visual. Yeah.
Now you got to clean up
papers
the visual.
Everywhere, right. Like it is right here. Anyway, I'm going to break almost on time. It's 9:26. What's next? Oh, Jen Ursula with your news in 3.5 minutes. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. Let me get to Nick in Forked River. I wanted to get to Small Business Monday today. Nick, you want to plug your business? Go ahead, man. Thanks for the patience.
Bill, I had enough time to drive from Eatontown to Ocean Acres and to 2 estimates before I was able to get on the radio. But that's besides the point. Okay?
Look, I'm trying to help you be more efficient in your job. That's all, Nick. I knew you had work to do.
I own a power washing company called Elite Power Washing Solutions. You can follow us on Instagram at Elite Power Washing Solutions NJ. Look us up on Facebook or visit our website, njelitewash.com. You can call me 732-615-8342. It's Memorial Day. It's the week of Memorial Day weekend. We are jam-packed. We're rocking and rolling. The guys, I'm very, very thankful for my team. They have been working 7 days a week this month, except for Mother's Day. It was the only day they were off. They've absolutely crushed it. We do everything in all hot water. We do not wash in cold water. All of our soaps, chemicals, and detergents are pet and children friendly. We do everything from exterior window cleaning to soft washing of houses and commercial buildings to paver resanding, paver restoration, concrete cleaning, fence cleaning. I'll even clean you if you really want me to. Like, there's not much that we don't do.
I love it. How long is the service? Let's say you got a standard, you know, the deck roof drywall or siding.
A standard 1,200 square foot ranch house should take us anywhere between an hour and an hour and a half. You do not need to be home for us to perform services.
Wow. So everything is, so are you supplying the water or you got to connect to the water?
We do have the availability to bring 600 gallons of water if needed. However, we do hook up to the customer's water.
Yeah. So it's easy, quick, inexpensive. I love it, Nick. Thank you. Give that website one more time.
NJEliteWash.com.
I love it. All right. Go make some money. Thanks, Nick. Have a great rest of your day. Yeah, you too. All right, it is 9:40. So I want to wrap up a couple things that I was talking about. First of all, just so you're curious, between the lamb shoulder and the suckling pig, we went with the suckling pig. I want to, and I will have video and pictures on when I get back, and I want to hear from you. And if you can, I believe you can post pictures on the app chat. So if you can go to the app chat and send us a picture of it. If you're making any kind of ribs or, you know, slow-cooked meat, whatever you got, we want to see it there, and I will share it. A couple people are weighing in. Roger Z in Millville posted, Kathy, you'll appreciate this, squirrel.
Accurate.
So that does happen. By the way, I was trying to paint the picture of the, you know, the producers who were in my ear when I'm on camera. And I mean, it's a tough job. I understand the clock, but sometimes you got to stretch a little, right?
Sometimes.
Like, I can read you've got a 45 written there. I understand that.
Oh my gosh, you looked at it?
I did. I was looking for it. I'm like, wait a minute, where? Oh, she puts it right there.
Always same place. 9 years, Bill.
Yeah, I know. You've been here 9 years. Yeah,
it's not news.
I will be here 12 years in September. Mm. How about that? So. Anyway, I'm just looking at the app chat. There are some people that love to talk about food. There are others that really want to just attack the political vitriol. I'm just going to explain to a few of you who have posted three or four comments about my statement about Tom Massie. I'm just going to explain this very quickly and what it has to do with New Jersey. So Tom Massie's a congressman in the 4th District in Kentucky, and Donald Trump has literally been on a jihad to take this guy out. Millions and millions of dollars to take out Tom Massie. He's mad at him because Congressman Massie voted against the Big Beautiful Bill. Now, you may say, oh, wait a minute, those were tax cuts that helped me. Yeah, there were some tax cuts in the Big Beautiful Bill that helped a lot of people. Raising the salt cap, $40,000, no tax on tips, I get it. The reason that Massie and some others voted against it is it increased the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars. And at some point, we are going to have to pay the bill. We are watching the same debt crisis unfold in New Jersey. I remember having this conversation with Governor Christie. He and I, you know, we get along great now, but we were at loggerheads sometimes over some of the spending and borrowing. And, you know, I was doing my job, he was doing his job. That said, we missed the fiscal responsibility under Chris Christie because we haven't had anything like it in the last 8+ years under the Democrats. And I remember having this conversation where he said, you know, the debt right now is going to eventually, by 2020, be half of our budget. Well, what the governor could not have predicted is that the budget itself would nearly double in size, going from $35 billion to $61 billion. So the percentage of debt is actually not at 50%. It's much lower, but it's hundreds of billions of dollars. And that is a nightmare waiting to unfold. As long as the debt continues to increase, and as long as we have deficits that continue to increase because we are spending more than we take in, you will be footing the bill. And if we don't get behind Congress members like Tom Massie and Rand Paul and others who have the courage to disagree with even President Trump, we will be lost as a state and a nation. When debate is shut down, and I'll give you an example. Over the weekend, Bill Cassidy, he's a United States senator in Louisiana. He came in third behind a Trump-backed congresswoman and a Trump-supporting state treasurer. Now, Cassidy is out of a job because he voted to impeach and convict President Trump after January 6th. This guy, if Trump never got involved in the race, was going to be out of a job. But people online are comparing Cassidy to guys like Massey, and it's not the same thing. The president, and somebody posted today saying, oh, I'm disappointed you're losing faith in President Trump. No, I'm not losing faith in President Trump. I'm angry because he's absolutely distracted while blowing up the spending and deficit. I think this China trip was a disaster. And the problem is that he's spending all his energy and directing all these donors, millions and millions and millions of dollars, to defeat a congressman in Kentucky because he doesn't like him. The lesson for New Jersey is that's dangerous. We already saw this. Trump decided to pick in the Republican primary for governor, and the guy went into a buzzsaw, lost by 15 points. We need Donald Trump to focus on the job of being president and speaking for America. And right now, he's straying. That's not me losing faith in the president. That is me calling out President Trump. Get out of the cult, MAGA. Question the president when you disagree with him. You can disagree with the man you voted for. I'm proud of my three general election votes for Donald Trump. Guys, I'm proud of my three primary votes for Donald Trump. But you have to get to a point where you grow up and say the man is wrong to target these congressmen. And don't buy into the lies. Tom Massey was Charlie Kirk's favorite member of Congress. Trump is wrong. He owes the Charlie Kirk legacy an apology, all the people behind him, and he ought to stay out of it. Now, it's too late, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I will tell you, pay attention, New Jersey. If Tom Massey loses, you will not have anyone in the party here in New Jersey with the courage to stand up to this guy. And he's not perfect. So you're going to get some bad bills. And that's what's happening right now. We need opposition in a thoughtful way to disagree on policy in a respectful way. And when that opposition is shut down, we all lose. You can read about it all at NJ1015.com. 9:46, fast traffic instant weather.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I've got to get out of here. I want you to have an outstanding day. Enjoy the heat. It's day two of four. It's going to be 90-something today. Get out there and enjoy it. You need the vitamin D. The sun's good for you. Don't think the sun's your enemy. The sun is your friend. Go ground and maybe have a little mushroom coffee. Enjoy your day. See you tomorrow at 6.